This is Power for Living, the Bible teaching ministry of Christ the King Church in Wakefield, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Feliciano Segundo, and our teacher is Father Michael Carl. So get out your Bibles and let's get started.
Well, last week we talked about Abraham being a model for intercession. We saw the patriarch Abraham boldly stand before the Lord and plead with him for the Lord for his mercy on the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. This week, Abraham is our model again, but this time he's showing us what is an unimaginable amount of faith. We say unimaginable because most of us can't imagine trusting God with our most treasured possessions, whether it's a dream or whether that treasure is a person. The passage is Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 19. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham, here I am," he answered. "Take your son," he said, "your only son Isaac, whom you love. Go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." So Abraham got up early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took with him two of his young men and his son Isaac. He split wood for a burnt offering and set out to go to the place God had told him about. And on the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there to worship. Then we'll come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and in his hand he took the fire and the sacrificial knife, and the two of them walked together. Then Isaac spoke to his father, Abraham, and said, "My father." And he replied, "Here I am, my son." Isaac said, "The fire and the wood are here, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." Then the two of them walked on together. And when they arrived at the place that God had told him about, Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood. He bound his son Isaac and placed him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord, this is the Lord talking, called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." He replied, "Here I am." Then he said, "Do not lay a hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your only son from me." Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it as a burnt offering in the place of his son. And Abraham named that place, "The Lord will provide." So today it is said, "It will be provided on the Lord's mountain." Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn," this is the Lord's declaration, "because you have done this thing and have not withheld your only son, I will indeed bless you and make your offspring as numerous as the stars of the sky and the sand of the seashore," and skipping ahead a little bit, "and all the nations of the earth will be blessed by your offspring, because you have obeyed my command." So after these things, we're looking at verse 1 again. God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham, here I am," he answered. And Abraham answered, as he had so many times before, "Here I am." Now the first time the Lord said this to Abraham, Abraham was to move his entire family from Ur, somewhere over in what today is modern Iraq, to Canaan. That was over 40 years before. So Abraham has been walking with God for a long time. And every time God showed himself faithful. With that history behind him, Abraham is willing to listen to God. But I doubt Abraham expected what God was about to say. "Take your son," he said, "your only son Isaac, whom you love. Go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on the mountains I will tell you about." Now, remember, Abraham's been walking with God for 40 years, but at that moment, what do you think was running through Abraham's mind when the Lord told him to do that? Isaac is that promised son. Isaac's name means laughter. Isaac had brought joy to Abraham and Sarah. And now God was asking Abraham to do what we would say would be the unthinkable. To give Isaac up on the Lord to the Lord as a burnt offering. So what would you do if you were Abraham? Probably argue a little bit, I would imagine.
I'd hate to be Isaac.
And yeah, you'd hate to be Isaac too at that time. But at that point, Isaac didn't know. So, you know, right now he's chilling. He's okay. But let's see what Abraham did. So Abraham got up early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took with him two of his young men and his son Isaac. He split wood for the burnt offering and set out to go to the place God had told him about. Now on the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. Now this is an important detail. But why is this, seeing it off in the distance, important? Well, what it does is it gives Abraham the opportunity, if that's the right word, to change his mind and walk away. In our walk with God, when we finally realized a dream come true, how many times has God challenged us such that we've been tempted to walk away from God because God's demands seemed like they were, it's just too much. Let's remember again how long Abraham's been walking with God by faith. Yet there may have been a bit of a conflict. He's seen God do great things, but now God's asking even more of Abraham. So what does Abraham do? Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there to worship. Then we'll come back to you." Abraham is making a statement of faith, whether he realized it or not. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering, and they went ahead. And he laid it on his son Isaac, and in his hand he took the fire and the sacrificial knife, and the two of them walked on together. He pressed onward, but reality may be setting in on Isaac here. Because remember, he's about 13 or 14 years old. Now, Isaac spoke to his father, Abraham, and said, "Father, here I am, my son. The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And then the two of them went on together. Here's the part where Abraham's model of faith for Isaac comes into play. Isaac has noticed that something about this scene isn't quite the way it always has been. There's no sacrifice that he can see. And at 14, he's probably seen his father offer a lot of sacrifices, so he knows the routine. So think about this for a moment. Abraham tells Isaac that God will provide. Isaac doesn't question that. He's learned a bit about faith from his father Abraham. This is the part where it's important for the parents to set an example of faith for their kids. When they arrived at the place God had told him about, Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood, and he bound his son Isaac and placed him on the altar on top of the wood. The text doesn't say there was a struggle. The text doesn't say there were any teenage arguments with the parents. The text doesn't say Isaac even complained. There was only Isaac's obedience. He trusted his father, and he trusted the Lord. Because if I didn't trust my dad, and I didn't trust that Lord, I would be punching and kicking and fighting, saying, "There's no way you're going to tie me up and put me on that altar." But Isaac didn't do that. That's faith. Abraham reached out and took the knife to slaughter his son. The language there is pretty graphic. But the angel of the Lord said, and this is the Lord talking, "Abraham, Abraham, here I am," he said. "Don't lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your only son from me." And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in the thicket by its thorns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it as a burnt offering in place of his son. And Abraham named that place, "The Lord will provide." This mountain is Mount Moriah, which is Mount Calvary. And on that mountain, salvation was provided for all of us. Then the Lord gives Abraham another promise. And it was because of Abraham's obedience that that other promise was given. But this morning, what we have to do, each one of us, is ask ourselves, what is our Isaac? What is that precious thing we hold dear and are not very willing to surrender it to the Lord? Is it our job? Is it our dream we hold dear, in one sense, a dream that keeps us going? Is it our family, mom, dad, wife, brother, sister, or child? Are we willing to lay down that person or that thing, the thing we hold dear on the altar, and give it to the Lord this morning, trusting his promises that he has made? What promises has God given to you? What dream has God placed in your heart? What precious thing is God using to see if you trust him enough to be willing to give that precious thing back to him so he can grow us, stretch us, and build our faith? If we trust him enough, he'll give that thing back, like he did with Isaac. But it's only after he's broken us of our desire to cling to that precious thing more than we want to cling to the Lord. I can't tell you what that precious thing is to each one of you, but I know the things in my life that may be my Isaacs. And I know that in my heart, when I read this passage in Genesis, I am convicted of a lack of faith. Abraham didn't hear the word that Joshua spoke to the people several hundred or 600 years before. But Joshua told the people, "You know with all your heart and being that not even one of all God's faithful promises the Lord your God made to you is left unfulfilled." Everyone was realized, not one promise is unfulfilled. Paul told the Second Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 1:20, "For every one of God's promises are yes in him. Therefore also through him the amen is spoken to the glory we give to God." Then the writer of Hebrews, likely the Apostle Paul, said in Hebrews 11:17-19, "By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. He received the promises, and he was offering his unique son, the one it had been said about, 'Your seed will be traced through Isaac.' He considered God to be even able to raise someone from the dead. As an illustration, he received him back." So this morning, let's take heart to see that the promises God has given to us will be fulfilled. We may lay down that Isaac, but when he's broken us, he'll give back that Isaac, and it will be better than it ever was before. So indeed, we need to lay our Isaac on the altar, and indeed, we need to lay ourselves on that altar and know that all of the Lord's promises are yes in Christ Jesus, because we have received Christ. His promises will be fulfilled. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for this week's edition of Power for Living. If you happen to miss any of our other programs, be sure to go to our podcast page at christthekingnorthshore.podbean.com. And you can also visit our website at www.ctknorthshore.org. If this program has been a blessing, feel free to let us know. Write us at Power for Living, care of Christ the King Church, 4 Railroad Avenue, Suite 309 in Wakefield, Massachusetts, 01880. Or you can also send us an email at christthekingnorthshore@gmail.com. You can be a part of this gospel ministry by becoming a patron of Power for Living. You can find out how by clicking the Become a Patron button at the top of our podcast page. That's it for this week, and until next time, remember that Jesus is your power for living.